Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
That's one of your requested play-ons. That's Midnight Oil Hercules, requested by Matt. Keep your suggestions coming through. If you want to hear your pump-up song as a play-in from an ad break, 0433 98 11 16. There's been some great ones as well. Back in Black, AC/DC for the pickup song. The Start is Unreal. Paul from Margaret River. Hi, Dwayne. Would love a bit of either Safety Dance or Devil Went Down to Georgia for a pump up. How's that for a difference? That's from Chalky. We'll get that on the list. Chalky, there's been a few. BG Staying Alive, Sam in Perth. We'll get them down and we'll play them on for you to keep you pumped up at home during the course of the next week. We might make this a regular thing. This might go forever because I'm enjoying it too. Seb Ross has been good enough to join me. Head back to your calls and read your text out very shortly. But Seb Ross, St Kilda Vice Captain, thanks to Australian Made. Shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian Made. Seb, welcome to you. Great to have you with me. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dwayne. I'm just sitting out the back adjusting to this new life that we're all living at the moment. I hope you're well.
I'm well, and I didn't go out all weekend. I didn't go out from Friday night to yesterday morning. So what's your normal routine? Have you now slipped into a new normal?
Well, sort of. I've got a young family at home, so I think that's really helped me sort of slot into some sort of structure in my life, having sort of structured eating times and bedtimes for my little daughter, so, and then getting some training in around that. So at this stage, about 6 or 7 days in, been able to keep it relatively structured, but I think the real tests will come in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you doing to, how old is your daughter, may I ask, and what are you doing to keep everyone occupied and happy at home? And I'm sure with a daughter, like it is a bit with my kids as well, when I get to spend time with them, you sometimes get into a mode where you've been having some fun for an hour and you forget the coronavirus is even a thing.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Well, and she's only 16 months old, so not talking yet, so I don't have to explain to her what's going on in the world at the moment. And she's at a really, really fun age where she's just learning every single moment of her life. And we've moved out into the suburbs and got a little bit more space, so she's enjoying the backyard and terrorising us around the house.
And it's a mini win for you, Seb, because you're probably getting to spend some time with your daughter that you would not otherwise get to spend. This is going to be a real watch them grow up kind of never get this time again period.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what's come from this little difficult period in everyone's lives. Just sort of able to get some silver linings out of it, and that's definitely one for me and my wife, being able to spend this great time together and particularly watching her grow up through this critical time in her life, in moments where she's walking, but she'll learn to run, learn to go downstairs, learn to talk, and so I'm a chance to be around to see those moments, which, as you know, are things you never forget.
Absolutely. What are you doing training-wise? Are you getting a little bit done? Are you going for one jog a day, or you're getting a chance to, I don't know, bounce the football down the corridors of your house? How are you keeping active?
I went for a run this morning. Was able to get out early and took the footy, but just had to kick the ball up in the air because I had no one to kick with. But like most clubs have done, our club basically the whole gym were cleared out by the players, so I was able to bring home a watt bike and put it in the garage and a bench and a few weights and all that sort of stuff. So been relatively lucky in that space, still being able to get some work in.
And will you hold back a little bit, or will you try and maintain a pretty healthy, active, high level with your fitness? So which way are you going to play it?
No, I'll keep a really high level of fitness, I think. I think you can sort of fall into thinking that this off period is like an off season, but it's totally not. When we get the call back to come back to play, most of us, well, I want to be ready to play and ready to go. So you can't treat it necessarily like an off-season where you have a few weeks off and slowly get back into it. It's really about maintaining that high level of fitness so when the call comes, we can get back in front of all you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait for you to get back in front of us. You're a vice captain, you're a leader. Are you tapping into some guys who are maybe a little less self-motivated than yourself? How do you play your leadership role from afar now?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. That's something that we've all really had to adjust to. So we've had to download the Zoom app or whatever it is that some businesses use, and Microsoft Teams. We had a leadership meeting this morning with the head of football and the fitness staff and the GM and the psych, and so sort of just trying to keep a sort of normal schedule and what we would if we were at the footy club. So we had about 20 guys on the line this morning, just basically having that discussion. And the question you ask about keeping other guys motivated, that's particularly what the discussion, don't delve too deep into it, is basically what that's around at the moment, because the welfare, not just of the players, but of the broader community at the moment is going to be a really challenging issue for everyone to get through, because what we're in at the moment is unprecedented. So that was basically where we were at, and trying to keep and basically what we'll come to is just keeping the communication lines open, checking in, getting more of those face-to-face calls in, because you can see body language, you can see reactions to your jokes and all that sort of stuff. So a bit more personal than just jumping on the phone or flicking a text. But we're only a week in, so we'll see where we can develop those sort of areas. But that was what the chat was basically around.
Do you feel lucky being a footballer, given that you do have that sort of team aspect to fall back on? You've got a whole heap of mates that you can bounce off at any time. You've also got the ability to, when it comes to leadership in your own home, or whether it be friends, you can help with leadership because you've been instructed in those areas. You've got a doctor to tap into if you need to. You've got a psychologist if you need to go there. You've got a dietitian. You've got access to that stuff.
Yeah, well, look, you're right. We're able to tap into all those connections. We've got a lot of people that do genuinely care about us, and I suppose we are still all humans, so we are still susceptible to getting into dark periods in our life where we do struggle, and things do take a personal toll on us. But that's just up to the individual, really, and everyone takes hardship on board differently, and everyone's sort of suffering that at the moment. So we are in a good space where we're really good. We've got a lot of people caring about us and checking in with us. But I don't know, I can only really speak for myself. I've got my family at home who can also bounce off if I'm struggling or if they're struggling. And as long as we keep connected as a group and we keep the lines of communication open, and guys are open and honest, willing to put their hand up and let us know they're struggling, and they can get the help they need.
Your club seems to be fighting back really well. I know it's a club in debt, but it was nice in a way. I don't know if you look into these things at all as a player, said, but when the boss, Gil McLachlan, says that he's committed to 18 teams today, it can be a relief for some of those that might be playing for a club in debt.
Oh, yeah, and I read that just before. That's awesome news that... The whole industry is going to take a massive hit, but we're going to come out the other end, and we're still going to have everyone's still going to have all the clubs they've supported growing up, and still going to have those clubs to support, I guess. So it's good news, not just for us, it's good news for everybody, because the last thing you'd want is a club to have to finish up and fold or merge, and you've got 50 or 60 year old members who have supported those clubs the whole life, and then something like this comes along and just wipes it out. But I think from the early stages of this, our CEO came out and said that we're in a good position to survive this. So we've been pretty positive about it all the way along, and that's some more good news this morning.
I broadcast your game live at Marvel round one where there was no crowd, and it just felt like the intensity was there. It was a good game. There were times when I didn't even notice there wasn't a crowd. How did you feel?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting running out, and it's not something that I would necessarily enjoy getting used to. I know this season that's probably what it may look like. So a lot of us are going to have to get our heads around that. But I think what come out of it for us is how big a part of the game that the fans are. I remember I was even watching the telecast of the footy on Thursday and Friday night. I never realised how much, and you would have been privy to this, of how much the commentators actually bounce off the vibe of the crowd. It sort of sounded like sometimes the commentary was hard to sort of get up and about because there was no crowd there getting in behind them. So our fans are, we've always known that our fans are critically important to the game, the key stakeholders in the game, and hopefully this can all blow over and they can start filling the stands again, because it was certainly strange, but it was strange. That's all I can say, really. I want them back.
Are you an optimist deep down? Do you feel like we're going to get a season without even knowing if we are or not?
Yeah, I am an optimist. Then that's probably why, I don't know if you can tell, by the way, we're sort of dealing with this sort of isolation period already. I'm sort of trying to take the positives out of it. So that's why I'm trying to stay fit and healthy. So and all I can sort of do is help spread the message about practicing hand hygiene and self-isolation, because the more people we can get doing that, the sooner we can flatten the curve. And I've got full faith now that what the government started to do, we should see that start to happen. And I don't know when the season will be back, but I'm preparing for it to be back at some stage this year. And whether that's sooner or later, I'll definitely have my body ready to go.
Yep, very, very good message and a nice vibe. Before I let you go, do you look at how many games you might think are needed to have a legitimate season, or as a player, you're just happy to play, and if it's, you know, 10 games or it's 17 games, you don't care, you're just going to be happy to be kicking a footy again?
Oh, yeah, I'll just be happy to fit in some sort of footy this year, because we've done a hell of a lot of work, particularly where our clubs come from. We've been able to get some key recruits in this year. I mean, there's a good vibe around the footy club, not just from the players and coaching staff, but also our fans, and seeing those guys out in the park and seeing the sort of new look St Kilda. So we do want to show the fans all the work that we put in over the summer and what we think that we can do with this season still. So whether it's 10 games, whether it's 17 games, I'll just be happy to get back out there.
No, I agree with you 100%, Seb. It would be nice just to have some footy. Hey, congratulations on the career that you've put together as well. People probably don't realise, but, you know, you're a couple of best and fairest, and you're really putting together a damn good career. You've been underrated for a while, and let's hope we see the best of you still in 2020. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for that. Appreciate those words, Dane. You stay safe, you and your family.
I will, you too. Seb Ross joining me, St Kilda vice-captain. He has become a star, and as I mentioned, I think we're going to really appreciate probably St Kilda's list more than ever if we get a good 17-round season with St Kilda up and running this year, because I think they are about to explode. Take a little break. Find authentic Aussie-made, Aussie-grown products online. Visit australianmade.com.au. And our Twitter poll running on the minimum amount of games to be played for the season to be played as legitimate in people's minds. 17 games is running at 77% to be legitimate. 14 to 16 games, 8%. 11 to 13 games, 7%. And even 8% believe that 10 or less games, it'll still be a legitimate season. But the majority is in agreement that we need to get 17 away.